Whether we're waking you up or putting you to sleep, this is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Yes, it's the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell in the Great Living Emporium with two very special guests, Carl and Maddie. Welcome back to the program, guys.
Thank you, Dale.
I don't know why.
This music is so depressing.
It's more like funeral music, if you ask me.
Speaking of funerals, that's not the reviewer.
Yes. If you're out there, snaky man, I don't know what the hell.
TCM guy from London.
That's right.
I'm sorry to pick with you.
This is finally you found the most generic funeral music ever. The audience seems to be digging it, though. I mean, really.
You yeah. Scared her now.
Lady screams usually mean that...
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
No, I wouldn't make it a habit either. Anyway, thanks for joining us. Second hour of the program with Carl and Maddie. Thanks for joining us, guys. The commercial breaks are more fun than the actual show, I think.
I remember the commercial breaks where you just sort of gab how we normally do. Like, don't you just...
Yeah, right. It's like... This is finally music video. The bumpers are fun, especially because these two were doing like the Thriller dance. They're doing over that.
Very slowly.
Meanwhile, I'm here pushing all the buttons, and they're like over there.
Viewers, something to watch, you know, while the ads.
Exactly. Yeah. Entertainment. You should do it more often. I mean, provide the viewers with more entertainment.
Entertainment on the internet.
Yeah, that, you can never find that. No. Anyway, speaking of entertainment on the internet, not at all. let's derail the conversation completely and talk about a plebiscite, shall we?
Awesome.
We talked about the... I thought that sounded like permission. Can we? Can we, please?
We may continue.
We may continue talking about probably one of the biggest stories, I think... this year, when it comes to Australian politics outside of the election itself, this has got to be one of the most, you know, hot button political issues to date. Yes? No?
No, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think, you know, it's gay marriage is legal in so many places. The fact that it's not legal in a place like Australia,
it's ridiculous.
It's insane. Like I said before, it would. Cost this country, not necessarily just economically, but it would cost this country nothing. Very much.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
That audio file actually completed.
Oh! Smack talk. We talked about this first hour. It is February 11th. Mark, throw a dart at your calendar and you'll probably... Carl used the analogy earlier. Oh, sorry, I did it wrong again.
Maddie, sorry.
They threw a dart at the calendar to decide February 11th from September 18th. Yes, September 18th today. Yes.
Good luck.
I know that, thank you. It's not in front of me in like four different places that I can look
no.
right now. No, not six. What do you want? You're answering your phone and while we're there.
No, she just felt the need to look at Bowie.
Yeah, right. Just,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
You've got to see the Bowie face.
The Bowie face yeah. is everywhere still.
I mean, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, you're wearing a Bowie t-shirt.
Yeah.
You got dip in Bowie earlier on before the show.
Oh, yeah.
You spilled some dip.
Oh,
on your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh, moving on. Why do I host this show?
Because you just love life.
Yeah, I love life, and I'll love it more when gays can get married in the country. See, that's a segue.
That's a nice segue.
That's how you do segues, not talking about screaming girls. try to segue that. They don't teach this stuff in radio school, you know.
No.
So, the plebiscite in Australia, $175 million plebiscite to decide if people support the question that will be asked on February 11th is... do you support a change to allow same-sex couples to marry? Thank you. That is the question. We talked briefly last hour about this, but I want to delve into it fully this hour. Is that a biased question?
biased question. It's just a weird question. Like, do you support a change?
A change to allow same-sex couples to marry?
Like, it's not, like Carl was saying, it's not like a yes or no, this is definitely going to happen or it's definitely not going to happen question.
It's a question to allow them to work around not actually doing it if they don't want to.
Fair.
It definitely appeals to people who are not in favour.
Yeah.
Yes. Though, I would prefer if, because that's it. That's all you get on the ballot paper.
Mm-hmm.
That is it, that question. Much like...
That and yes or no.
Well, yeah, the two boxes. No, that's all you get. You just get the question and you fill in the blank. You fill in the blank. The Queensland referendum we got in the last local elections. Do you want four-year terms for premiers, I think it was. I don't think I disclaimed on the air, but I said no to that. And it passed with a resounding yes. Yeah, I'm a trendsetter, right? But I think the reason why I voted... Well, I'll be voting, definitely be voting yes in this case, but the reason why I said no is because the question itself was poorly worded.
Yeah.
I think from memory it was like, should we change... Queensland premiers from the 2018 election. I don't even remember what the question is.
I remember what you're talking about. It was stupid. It was a question similar to this. Long-winded, convoluted, and just another way for them to not make a decision.
Yeah, no, it's just based so that they have your opinion, but they don't have to do anything with it.
And it's not binding, too. Like, you were, like, Carl was mentioning, I mean...
Just
Maddie, sorry. it's a shock to my system. I only found out on air. How do you think I'm coping with the change? I think... What was my point? My point was, it's not bounding. Like, it's not like a referendum like the Brexit was. It's a government, a taxpayers-funded pop quiz. With my only one question, so it's a pretty shitty pop quiz. You know, it is a biased question. To me, they should mention the Marriage Act somewhere in the question. Because what are we changing?
Well, with this question, nothing.
Yeah, okay. In regards to the question itself. Not the context behind the question, but the question itself is changing nothing. Do you support a change? A change of what?
Yeah, it's...
There's no nouns in the sentence. Well, I suppose... Is there a noun in the sentence? In the question, rather.
Do you support a change to allow same-sex...
And same-sex couples would technically be the noun,
yeah,
wouldn't it? Hey, English person in the world, go!
But it doesn't actually mention the act that wouldn't allow them to. Like, it doesn't say,
yes.
Do you want us to change this specific act?
In classic Australian government fashion, they're not doing what is necessary. They're wasting money, they're wasting time, they're wasting the lives of so many people.
I know Maddie wants to hear this again. But we are gonna play this again.
This will be played only for the public.
For Maddie's entertainment, I want to find this analogy. Where is it? Please stand by.
Marriage is a bit like a seedling tree. Everybody wants to own it, and all the interest groups are like dogs. And you know the way a dog likes to own territory, it pops its leg on it. And they'll all pop their legs on it so much that they'll kill the tree.
Okay, so let's dissect this because we've got time.
What was even the point?
What, me bringing it up again, or
the
No, you're
saying that. Just white man government just like to say things for the sake of it.
They just like hearing their own voice.
Yeah.
I mean, to play devil's advocate here for a second, it's kind of, I don't know, when someone comes out and Australians are known to be bold. And more vulgar than other nations in the world. I think I think that is kind of... That kind of... If an American hears that, I feel bad, because they're probably like, cocks at what?
Yeah.
what does that even mean? I'll probably get emails. Rooster. My tail over there. Yeah. But it's great being here in the living room, boy. I'm going to just point to everything in my office. But the... what's my point? The point was, like, is the plebiscite the seedling, or is gay marriage the seedling?
See, that is the thing. He said that the plebiscite was the seedling.
Okay.
But
I think what he meant was the idea of changing anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everybody wants to be the one to do it.
Yeah. Although, I don't know if everyone wants to be the one peeing all over it. I mean...
Well, I mean, you never know.
You never know.
It is Parliament.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, I think... Hearing that again, I'm like, well, it's... For people who would vote conservatively... I mean, full disclaimer, I listen to a conservative morning talk show 5 days a week. Tuesday through Saturdays, because it's Monday to Friday in the US, so I just get it later on podcast. I can kind of understand how that would appeal... Like, that sort of analogy would appeal to that side of the aisle.
It's conservative as all hell.
Yeah.
And you know, there's still a huge chunk of Australia and Australians who are conservative, which astounds me, given the country that we are. But there are going to be people like that who hear that and go, yes... This man is onto something.
Yeah.
Being the Parmesan guy.
Yeah, like the guy who said that your Parmesan shouldn't be on top of your shit. It shouldn't be next to it.
Hang on, what?
Hang on, no. Facebook timeline, you can see it.
Oh, no, I need to see this.
It's a video, though. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can watch it later.
Let's see Maddie's experience at the Parmesan place. Let's go to that. No, we haven't got that footage. Okay. We haven't got that footage, Eddie. Intern. I don't have one. Where to go from here? I think other, and I said this last hour, other conservative senators, though, are kind of flipping on the issue. They're kind of, they have to support the plebiscite because their leader tells them to do something, of course, and this is for both sides of the aisle, you know.
Yeah.
If one leader says something, you know, to do something, they've got to back their leader. Well, should back their leader,
yeah.
In massive air quotes. Two of them, either side.
Two on one side of
the
room.
Yeah. I think
I should start doing that, though.
Yeah.
In our messages, just to piss you off.
Well, it would work.
It would work. Damn it, no. So, I think $175 million it's going to cost. What? Like, I couldn't even think, like, even looking at the local level, the local economy level. And I know there are some same-sex couples that don't want to marry at all. And there are some who do. And some who did take advantage of that one weekend where same-sex marriage was legal in this country. Well, a weekend before the High Court overpeal went. Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah.
I mean, at the time, that was forward-thinking because not many countries had legalized it at that point.
Yeah. That was way before every state in America...
That was in, like, 2010, wasn't it? Our thing.
Yeah. Oh, I think it was a little later, like, early. I think it was maybe, like, 3 years ago, was it?
Maybe.
It was going
it was
a little while now.
Yeah.
Way before the US even thought about legalising gay marriage in every state.
Yes. So, let's talk more about, before our break here, I promised this last hour, the social media outrage of this plebiscite. I laid out two options and Maddie laid out another one. I just want to make that obvious. About the plebiscite. We won't get to the 11th of February. We will get to the 11th of February. One of two things will happen from there. Three things. The world will end.
Because
yep.
All the
homophobes
can't take it.
Yep.
Yeah, the resounding yes or the resounding no, because I think there's not going to be a middle ground.
No.
At all.
I think it's going to be so far one way or the other.
Absolutely. I think, but the outrage on social media is outrageous. Like Hamish McDonald says, plebiscite funding will be used to talk about consequences of programs like safe schools and genderless sex ed. Okay, first of all, what's that got to do with the price of glue in China and the tea in India? But second of all, see point
one. Yeah. I feel like Hamish McDonald's talking out of his...
Donald,
what
other
thing
is
that in this
Hamish?
No, he
said the right thing. Talking out of his McDonald.
Okay.
Mark Dreyfus says, funding the No campaign is another victory for the right-wing liberals who created this plebiscite and still controlling it. And I think, well, that also is another point. The right-wing liberals want this plebiscite, are funding this plebiscite, and want a positive outcome. Why would they just free vote for it if they support it so much? Or are they tied themselves to the plebiscite?
I think that's what it is. I think they're so far into it now that it's almost like when you're so far into a lie, you keep telling lies upon lies to support that first lie, and it's that 50th lie and you're so far in. It's like,
and you've forgotten all of your beginning ones.
Yeah. And the reason why the Liberals are sticking to the point is because of crunching. That's probably on mic too. Of probably, you know, the election campaign, it's politics. Few people stick to their, their election promises. We see it more and more these days that people don't because people promise too much. And now you see that, we can't go against our election promise.
I think that's what a lot of people are talking about, like you said, on social media. There's so much about happening on social media, and that's what I found. Like, we all have a mutual friend who has been posting on Facebook quite a lot about the clubs, but she's also a part of the LGBT
community,
plus community. And,
LGBT.
Yeah, and like a lot of us, she has the same feelings about it. And a lot, it's...
But I think this mutual friend's... And we'll exclude their name here, of course, because we want, we don't want to, drag them through this, through the carpet. But the point is, their problem with the plebiscite is they're not seeing it from the other side.
Yeah.
And I think the main argument for the yes and the no campaigns, if we see them kick up, is they're not going to look at the other side objectively. But we try and do that on the show here. We try and, I think all three of us are kind of sort of in the centre of the zone, but we don't all agree on the same thing, so that's what makes the show dynamic. I mean, we'd be robots at that point if all three of us agreed on the same thing. Like, Maddie and I don't agree on... Yeah, you were moving like a robot. Like, Maddie and... Like, Carl and I don't agree on feminism, That's a whole nother issue, which I don't think we even have a story in here, because I couldn't find one. But, that's the issue that we disagree on, I think. But we can see each other's arguments, and I think... They're not going to have this healthy conversation. It's not going to help matters much.
No.
Final word to you, children. Any final words about the plebiscite?
It's dumb.
Too much money for no change.
Exactly. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, well, Triple J has come under some fire recently about a particular annual event that they host. We'll give you all the details as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. It's 10:23. Whatever the time of day, whatever the time of the night, we're here to serve you a big dose of genericness with your host, Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining
us here on the Generic Live Show. I turned their mic on before my own. That's very unusual. If things sound a little bit funnier than normal, it's because I'm I'm joined by two very lovely guests, Maddie and Carl. I didn't point that time, so I could be talking to both of you at the same time.
Yes.
We are here at the Great Living Emporium, which the crowd loves. That guy up in the back that's not doing anything at all.
Anyway,
you could say he's snoring. That's kind of a production.
Well, that guy, right?
I'm not a professional, and I don't claim to be for that reason. Thank you, though. We are having great fun here. It's like a party. It's like a
party.
We have
snacks.
Yes, we have your
dinosaurs.
We have your don't chop it though.
No, don't chop the dinosaur.
We have your world famous brownies, which turned into a wonderful piece of. Though I haven't had one while live on air yet, so yeah. I am trying to produce this. Right. I'll have one in the commercial break. Take the lid off. So Triple J, you guys are familiar with the Triple J?
I am.
You are? Are you?
Double J. Sort of.
So you have two J's, but...
I got two of them.
Yeah, two of the three. Where did the other one go?
I lost it.
Where'd you... Dare I ask?
No.
Oh, okay, alright. It was up that... Anyway.
It's in the bag.
I think that guy had something to do with you losing your other J. I don't know. Anyway, alright. Triple J's Hot 100. It's the annual... Australian, in air quotes. I'm starting to do that now. Australian, because there are... Okay, my one problem with the Triple J, my Hot 100 came down before we get into this ridiculous story, is they're starting to introduce American artists be eligible for the countdown. Which... was banned from the Hot 100 in an election year, because you could imagine that's a good idea. Having 1 million people vote for Taylor Swift's Shake It Off in an election. So, not actual numbers, but a lot of people did write in Taylor Swift in that. Drake got into the top 10 last year, I think. Hot with Hotline Bling.
It's a little hypocritical of me to say no Taylor Swift, but it'll be fine
when Drake comes in, because he's not American.
He's Canadian.
He's Canadian. I wasn't going to say that, actually. I was going to let you figure that one out.
Yeah.
Hot 100 will remain on Australia Day despite the Invasion Day controversy. Now, this is a bit stupid. Triple J... I don't know if any of you guys heard this story, but there was a petition on change.org. Because all good petitions are on change.org. Maddie and I have had personal experience. Carl and I have had personal experience
with a smite one on there, but that's about it.
Yeah, there's plenty of smite ones that we've had to deal with on change.org. It's the goal, if you want to call it that, to reach 500 signatures. It's got 4,732. It's to call the Triple J to change the date of the Hot 100 off Australia Day to another date, because Aboriginals are claiming that it's not actually should be for celebration, but it should be for mourning of Indigenous people. Which is technically true, but it's a radio countdown. Plus, also in 2016 we have had Australia Day. I can do math. In 2016, you know, we don't celebrate Australia Day as the same as they would have back then.
The way I see Australia Day is a day to celebrate the country we're in, not the day to celebrate the day that we invaded the country.
Yeah, I don't know many...
It's just to celebrate the country.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of people who, when they wake up in Australia, go...
Yes, we beat them.
It's like, yes, we attack those people and we took their land off them. Like,
no,
that's
clearly you haven't
lived in a good country.
Clearly, you should sleep over on the 25th so you can see me wake up on the 26th and be like the opening of American
he
Dad.
He gets his muscle.
Yeah, it's like the opening of American Dad, but it's kind of Australian Wife. Kind of.
Australian Wife, I watched that.
With Dale Campbell.
I watched that.
It's a new spin off.
Yeah,
it's a new spin off. It's a new segment. Oh, God. Could you imagine?
I can't imagine.
It'd be like The View, except just me.
Yeah, I still watch it.
I'm starting to form ideas in my head of just shows that revolve around me.
Well, that's
really should I go see a psychologist?
I think you should just do them.
Do like, oh, now I'm going to say something that I'm going to regret live on the air because this is fun. I should just do like a month of just like firing pilots. Every week, not every day, every week. Just a segment that I do on this show and see if it sticks.
Yeah, we'd watch it.
Okay. at least I have two watches of my new series. Okay, we are so far off this topic. But also, Fremantle cancels their Australian fireworks out of respect to Indigenous Australians. We have some noise, hopefully.
Just white noise?
Yes, white noise. Oh, and we're going to hear a word from our non-official sponsor. How fantastic. Actually, that's not going to play. Fantastic. So, Fremantle, that's what it looked like in 2016, and that's what it's going to look like in 2017.
That's a little
melodramatic.
Well,
I mean, like, no sky at all.
No sky at all. That's a little melodramatic, you know.
It really is. I mean, you know, how desperate do you have... Like, not desperate, but...
I agree with Carl. Australia Day is about celebrating Australia. It's not about celebrating a horrible thing that happened that we can't forget happened in Australia's past.
Yeah.
It's something that happened and we all need to be conscious of that. But that's not what we're celebrating. We're celebrating the fact that we live in an amazing country where we can be safe, where we, you know, we can get an education.
Don't know what that noise was. It's the weirdest noise I think ever.
We're lucky to live in this country.
It keeps happening. Don't know what's happening. We're stuck on that wife spin-off show from the US. As we continue here on the Generic Life Show for a Sunday. Well, Maddie, you've been waiting all night for this. This is the second grilling I'm going to do.
Which Maddie?
Both.
Okay.
It's the moment that both Maddies have been waiting for all night. You know how people compare Pauline Hanson, Australia's Donald Trump?
Well, yeah, I see the resemblance.
Well, it just got real.
Okay.
We'll tell you more as we continue here on the Janae Clyde Show for a Sunday with Dale, Carl, and Maddie. It's 10:34.
It's both.
It can be both, I mean, really.
Me now, it means that I don't like it. When you turn my voice about, I don't like it. When you vote One Nation out, my language has been murdered. My language has been murdered. My shopping trolley murdered. My groceries just gone. I don't like it. When you turn my voice about, I don't like it. When you vote One Nation out, my language has been murdered. My language has been murdered. My shopping trolley murdered. My groceries just gone.
Miss the live show? No worries. You can catch up on the podcast that can be found on the Chef Wonder and Geek.io podcast networks. Just search the Generic Live Show and listen. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. It brings me no good pleasure whatsoever to play that bumper music. That means we're talking about the one, the only, Miss Pauline Hanson. She joins us live right now in the... Pauline Hanson, everyone!
Come on, dude!
Yes! Miss Hanson! Sorry, buddy.
I was going
to
say, I've never been more
offended. You reaction was like... What?
She's a horrible...
That's my favorite clip of the week. I had this big message joke planned too, and Maddie's just like, what? Huh? Why is this bumper music still playing? That is my favorite line. Hey, Miss Hanson, over there in the hot chair. What do you think about Neil Diamond?
Be sure to register your copy of Sam.
Oh, so we're talking to a robot. Okay, awesome. All right. Wait, so you're a chicken?
I was more of a rooster, but...
Yeah. Oh, yes! So you're a chicken.
Who did you invite
in? I'm sorry. Falling Hanson, she's right over there. Don't
be... Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure. Pauline, wake up, Pauline. All right, here's the deal. Pauline Hanson is back in the Senate.
Yeah.
Because she likes it there.
One Nation just.
I saw a funny photo though. It was like for like a from a non Pauline Hanson like group on Facebook, and I saw like Pauline Hanson no Muslims in Australia was like 2.something%. One Nation voters was 4.1%. Who should we be more afraid of?
that's a pretty good point. I'm terrified of One Nation.
One Nation people, though. Like I said, like I've disclaimed last hour, because talking, you know, politics, I have to say this. I've worked on a federal campaign here locally in the last election cycle. The One Nation representatives are exactly who you think they are.
Yeah, of course they are. You can't have ideals like that and not be exactly how Australian media portrays you. They're not even mincing their words, they're not trying to make them look like idiots, they just are.
But there's something, I don't know, for someone who can't be that way, there's something that, I don't know, it's definitely appealing to that crowd.
Pauline Hanson.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
to her followers, they follow her religiously. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something about Pauline Hanson that attracts a certain type of person. I work with someone who is a Pauline Hanson supporter, actually.
We all know Pauline Hanson.
Supporter. Well, Pauline Hanson, sorry. I mean, like, did you not see Pauline walk in the front door before?
I didn't, actually.
Oh!
Yeah, I
heard
her move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know she's there now. I didn't see her
come
in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
She's kind of there all of a sudden.
I thought it was
Please. Alright, so I've heard people compare her to Australia's Donald Trump. Would that be a fair assessment?
Oh, okay.
For all your listeners, that was a glare from Carl to Maddie to talk.
Well, I mean, they both have quite extremist ideals about Muslim individuals. I mean, didn't Pauline Hanson just say this week that, you know, 10 years ago or whatever she said, that Muslims by now would overrun the country? Well, I think probably have that clip.
Well, she did say. Well, she did say this.
Or security interests. This farm takeover is destroying small towns across the nation. A farm once the home of an Australian family is now run by a major.
That was a bit of a longer clip than what I thought. I didn't even remember the exact timestamp, but yes.
Infuriates me so much.
This is, by the way, this is not why. I didn't realise that she infuriated you this much. I knew that you weren't a fan.
I mean, she's comical to us as a group. We all laugh about her and, you know, I don't like it. Please explain all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, she...
Her mooing? Are you a fan of her mooing?
What comes naturally.
Yeah, really.
Oh, how do you feel, Pauline? Oh, nothing? Okay.
She did not swear.
The words I used were a little bit too complicated for her.
Be sure to register your copy of Sam.
Okay. Alright, Pauline. So, Pauline, how's your ex-Trump advisor going? Oh, sorry, I wasn't meant to talk about that. Well, you did approve this run sheet. Sorry, Pauline. Pauline Hanson has decided to hire a former economic advisor to US presidential candidate Donald Trump.
But
It does, but sadtrombone.mp3 for sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you're not helping matters much. You're not making yourself more appealing if...
No. I mean, you are, like you said,
to
the Pauline Hanson supporters, they're just going to love it because they more than likely agree with Donald Trump and what he says about immigrants and specifically Muslim people. And they're like, yeah, it's okay. She knows what she's talking about. She's going to hire someone who knows what she's talking about.
Hmm.
Who knows what they're talking about, sorry.
Yeah.
And it's just a very scary...
Yeah, I've got something for that. Yeah. That's... No.
That's how she makes me feel.
Yeah. Sad trombone.mp3. Alright, One Nation later on Friday night held a free public forum. Where was
Rocky? Where
was in Rockhampton, of all places. I don't know why I would... Rockhampton. That's in Rockhampton. You know Rockhampton? It's where the cows are at.
It's where the rocks
No! You know, just for that,
Dad
buddy.
Jokes.
You know, just for that, Maddie. Oh, sorry, wrong one.
Oh, I got so hopeful for a
second. Sorry, I reversed the track. Sorry. Anyway,
I was still really hoping for a beard.
No. Quote. This quote's coming from James Ashby, who is the
chief of staff.
He said, yeah, he said, we just taken from Trump to go away.
Is that what he said?
Wow.
Hey, you know what? That would have helped me significantly. Yeah. That would have kind of gone awkward if anyone else messaged me, by the way. Incriminating information. Alright, so we just taken him from the Trump camp. So he's on board with us. That's pretty exciting. We need to build credibility on the economic front.
They're really happy about this.
I'm not happy to read it, but they're really excited to have this Trump advisor. Why?
Because he shares the same ideals as Pauline Hanson and her followers. Really, that's the only way to describe them. Just sheep as followers. If she gets her
cultists.
Well, I mean, it borders on that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If she gets her way, you know, I'm a huge believer in multiculturalism. One of the best things about Australia is its multiculturalism.
And we were talking about Australia Day in the previous segment.
Yeah. And that's the Australian identity, what it means to be Australian is inclusion and multiculturalism. And I don't know if it wasn't for immigration or multiculturalism, I definitely wouldn't be here.
Alright, speaking of which, she arrived in the Senate this week, so
yes.
You know what this means! Dale has clips from her 32 minute and 7 second maiden speech. Yes, it's 35 minutes and 22 seconds longer than what she should be speaking.
That hurts my ears.
It really does. There are fantastic clips like this one.
This farm takeover is destroying small towns across the nation. A farm once the home of an Australian farm, family is now run by a manager.
What does that even mean? I don't
even think she knows.
That's why she's looking so intensely at her papers.
This is how she opened her speech.
And thank you for your attendance. It is very much appreciated. Mr. President. When I cast my mind back to the last day on the House of Representatives in 1998, just prior to the election.
Yes, folks, Pauline Hanson is that old.
I called out across the chamber. I will be back. Those around me cried out, no, you won't. Also, with the introduction of full preferential voting, this cost me the seat.
Although having polled 36% of the primary vote was not enough against Liberals 21% and Labor's preferences delivering them the seat.
Okay, to explain that a little bit, because she wasn't... I think she was running as an independent. Yeah, so she... Yeah, she could... She hadn't formed her One Nation party at that time. So she continues, and one of my most... I think one of my... Outside of that farm comment, I'm really excited about this next part.
This is due to foreign takeover of our land and assets. Out of control debt, failing infrastructure, high unemployment or underemployment, and the destruction of our farming sector. Indiscriminate immigration and aggressive multiculturalism have caused crime to escalate and trust and social cohesion to decline.
That is...
No chill on the racism.
She was even, at least in 1998, she pretended to not be a racist and a bigot. Well, I mean, she covered up a little bit more.
This is true.
Yeah.
She continues.
Then I suggest you go back where you came from.
Let's go a little bit further back.
Those who come to this country for a new way of life. If you are not prepared to become Australian and give this country your undivided loyalty, obey our laws, respect our culture and way of life, then I suggest you go back where you came from.
I'm just kidding. So she's of course talking about Sharia law there, obviously. Talking about how that's her biggest problem these days, but her takeaway shop is the most weirdest place. It's run by a lovely Vietnamese couple who serve halal food. Her old takeaway shop that she used to own before she entered the game of politics is owned by a Vietnamese couple, immigrants, who serve halal food.
I have such a problem with a white Australian saying, if you don't like it, go back to where you came from.
That's why I didn't call back at you.
But, hey, welcome. It's Donald Trump. She started her footsteps. I mean, I'm all for transgender people. I'm just kidding. As we continue here on the journey,
he's not all for transgender people.
No, neither is she. Oh, for me? What, for me?
No.
Oh, for Donald Trump. Okay, don't worry. Donald Trump. All right, gotcha. Yes, because I keep confusing you for Carl and her for Maddie.
Yeah.
I'm really not getting it right.
You would think by now that I'd get something. Alright. Yay! As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, well, what is coming up? They're Pokemon Goo!
Goo!
We're all Pokemon Goo players, aren't we?
Yes.
Well, there's...
Sort of.
Halfway. Huge news on the Pokemon Go front this week. We'll tell you more about it as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. It's 10:52.
Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday with, hang on, can I get it right for the last intro? Carl and Maddie. I did it, everyone! Oh, yeah, oh, and Pauline Hanson. She's over there. Moving away. Yeah.
sure to register your copy of sex.
And then she We are here, of course, in the... Let me turn that down. At... Really... Loud, yeah. Are you... You really want to look away. Push the buttons here, you know, just... The thriller, the... No, I'm pushing my own buttons. It's been a pleasure having you guys here in the studio. It's been... Not in the studio, in the Great Living Emporium with this wonderful crowd. This guy's just given up a whole 10 seconds. Oh, they just keep going.
How dare you.
I'm boinged, apparently. But, okay, before we round up here, Pokemon Goo. Quick! Highest level Pokemon on Pokemon Go.
900 only. I don't
play
that.
I think mine's been 1200, probably.
1000.
1000. Yeah, that's
1000. Yeah. I know, it sounds weird, but
1000. All right. While we're getting that up, the new Pokemon Go Plus.
It's like $50 for a wrist thing.
Yes, but it's handy. You know, you can have like, you can press a button.
Yay!
Yeah.
Calls for a button.
Yes, I think it vibrates actually.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm not sure if it's supposed to work while your phone is off.
Or no,
you power into it. I think your phone still has to be activated.
It has to be activated and Weedle. No, not Weedle.
That's a
Caterpie. Okay, Maddie. We got it. Thanks though. Alright, so, yeah, it vibe. Thanks. I'm not catching a Pokemon live on the air. You know, there's a show happening here for the next 3 minutes.
That is the show.
Alright. Can we just go? Like, how do I do this? Do I just like.
Yeah,
you
just
hold on. Yeah. Let's get studio view in here.
Yep.
Alright.
Yeah,
There you go,
yep. And catch it.
How does this even work? Alright, here we go. Wait, I'll probably miss from this angle.
Yeah.
We
want
to do.
You can do it.
Oh, that worked! That worked!
Did it, though.
You did it, we're proud of you.
Holy crap, this might work. That worked!
It's more
than
a cat.
Yes!
Oh,
like a caterpie.
Oh, wow, this is going to be like, what, 14?
142.
Oh, okay.
Decent
Caterpie indeed. Alright, so that was not exciting at all.
No.
Hey, you didn't catch it.
No.
I don't want to hear anything from you. I don't want to hear anything from you. I was doing it backwards.
It was trying to headbutt my ball, okay?
Well. Oh, yeah, well.
It's
gone.
It was rude.
Yeah, it was rude. Why are you gonna be so rude? Anyway, so...
I'm here
meant
to... So you know that I'm a Pokemon trainer, too. Alright, so... The Pokemon Go Plus... Accessory, yeah, mine's 1300, I think.
Mine's only like 948, but around where I am, there's literally nothing, so there's no point
mine's
in going out for
it. 1064?
Yeah. Red Lynch is really good for Pokemon training. Just saying.
Yeah, Les Court is not.
Funnily enough, Gordon Bell is fantastic for it.
If you're not out of Gordon Bell.
If you're not outside of Gordon Bell.
If you're in the main park, you know, bunch of Pokestops, two gyms, lots of EVs.
There you go.
Yeah.
The Pokemon Plus Go accessory, to get back on track for half a second, is a little wristband like Maddie mentioned. Still can't...
Don't worry about it, just...
Alright, so wristband that alerts you when you're near a Pokestop. You can tap it to catch Pokemon and do all that sort of stuff without having to stare at your phone. And it counts, like, buddy candies and stuff. Oh, and that's a new thing, too, the buddy system that got introduced this week. My buddy's a Club Fairy.
Mine is a Bulbasaur.
Because, of course.
Yeah.
Mine is my
Flareon.
Thank you. I totally said Jolteon. Mine's my Flareon.
No, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's our highest.
And you want to get a candy for it, so you can level it up.
Yeah,
you know, there you go. All right. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show with Dale, Maddie, and Carl. Anywhere you guys want to push, pump, pimp before we get out of here?
I'm pimping her out.
$7.99 an hour
yep.
For Pauline Hanson. No. Pauline, it was a pleasure. Sad you couldn't be here for longer. Sad that we couldn't do this for longer. It's been a pleasure, actually. It's been very fun. Thanks, guys, for being here. Thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us. It's 11 o'clock. Actually, I should have got you guys to do the time. What am I doing?
It's 11 o'clock.
We'll do it together. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Thanks for joining. Thanks for joining us here on the Joke Show. It's 11 o'clock.
Somewhere.
Been a Chef Wonder Media production. For more, visit chefwondermedia.net. Delivered fresh to your ear holes. Copyright 2016.
This has been a podcast of the Geek AM Media Network, where you put your geek in and geek out. For more geeky goodness, head over to geek-io.net. Copyright 2016.